Your practice report says that Janoris would have been able to be limited today. Is his ankle improving?
It's just, it was part of the plan going into the week.
Expect him to be a game time decision again?
Yeah, we'll take a look and see how he does tomorrow. We'll have a quick practice tomorrow. And if he's able to do anything and have some productivity, we'll take a look at him on game day.
You said yesterday that there would have been no setback for Janoris. Was the reason he was kept off the field just to try to make it a little bit better? What was the reason he was kept off the field?
We didn't feel he was able to go and that with that type of load and that type of practice.
How's Keenan look since leaving protocol?
Keenan had a nice day yesterday.
Is he still in the protocol?
Yes.
Is he going to see the neurologist today, I guess?
He's still in the protocol.
Is Keenan at a point where he can get into a game? I mean, he hasn't practiced in quite a while. That was his first real practice, I guess.
No, he's able to practice and he is cleared to play.
Does he become more important with BJ status?
Well, I mean, he's able to practice. He's cleared to play. Kelvin's done a nice job for us.
How much does missing BJ affect the defense, Seth?
Anytime somebody's out, it's an opportunity for somebody else to step up. So, next man up.
What have you seen from your veteran leadership this week?
I think it's been outstanding. We have talented men of integrity in the locker room. We've talked about that from last year to this year. And they've had an opportunity to really take the bull by the horns this week. And it's been great to see. They haven't flinched.
You said earlier in the week that you'd be open to drastic changes. I know you're not going to say what those changes may be, but have you made big changes or are you kind of sticking to the script?
You kind of answered your own question, didn't you?
Well, I know you're not specifically say, but would it be fair to say that there'll be some changes that we'll notice on Sunday?
No, we're going to go into the game. We're going to put a plan together that we feel is going to help us win the ball game.
Ben, what does a two tight end set make difficult on a defense? Why can that be effective? It seems like you guys have had some effectiveness.
Well, the game's about players, and it depends on matchups. If it gives you an advantage running the football because they can block the defensive ends, or you can scheme it where they can block safeties or linebackers, it's an advantage for the offense. If they're pass receiving tight ends, you can move them around and try to get some information from where they line up. And if they have a skill set of a receiver, it gives you an advantage there. It just depends on who you're playing with and what you're playing against.
Ben, are there things in the course of a practice week that Eric Flowers can work on technique-wise and athletically to change his performances on game days?
Yeah, Eric's he works hard at practice. You know, he's out there. He's one of the first guys on the field every day. Works on his foot quickness, and you see that showing up on his game tape. He's quick out of his stance. He continues to work on his hands and his punch and trust in his technique on game day. That's a big part of it.
How do you think he's held up mentally throughout this week? I mean, he obviously had a rough game last week.
Yeah, Eric hasn't flinched. He continues to show up. He works hard, and we haven't seen anything other than that.
Did you have to talk to him at all, try to make sure that he was good on that end, or is that something you don't even...
We leave all personal conversations or stay personal.
If Justin Pugh was your first backup tackle, why not? I know he had played tackle in the past, but why not give him more work there in the preseason just in case?
We feel confident in developing the young players on the roster. We felt moving Justin out and getting Jones in was the best chance to keep our best five on the field. It's not who's the next best tackle, it's who's the best five. That's the question.
Do you feel that the team needs to have one play caller throughout the course of a game, or can multiple people call plays at different points?
Play calling is a part of the week. It's not just one guy pulling plays out of a hat. It's the way you prepare for going into a ball game from what you see on the field during the course of a week and the way you prepare. So there are a lot of people who have their hand in play calling. One guy spits the play out to the quarterback, but a lot goes into that. It's not just one guy showing up on game day calling plays.
Two more.
Witten and Eric Ebron both had success in two tight ends. They have a pretty good tight end over there. How important is it for you to limit their tight ends, and Zach Ertz in specific, in order to slow their offense?
Well, I think a quality tight end in the passing game really helps an offense get going. Ertz is really coming into his own as a player there. He's been very productive. He's a talented player. He's a tough matchup for any team, and we'll have our hands full there.
Ben, there have been former offensive linemen, because I certainly don't know this myself, who say that Flowers doesn't have the knee bend that you'd want on the field, and some of his fundamentals aren't where you'd want them to be. Is it possible that he's not taking what you see in practice into games, or how would you explain some of the criticism of those seemingly fundamental parts of being a tackle?
Yeah, I think Eric, he has some good plays in there, and he has some plays that obviously he needs to work on. And just consistency and taking the technique from practice into the games and being more consistent.